for the great opportunities he has given to us once again to learn at his feet. In yesterday's broadcast, we told you that by the grace of God, we'll be starting a new study today. And what the Lord has laid in our heart to begin with this week, for this week, and is the power of your words. And we will try as much as possible to compress it so that we can just spend this week and finish and round up, at least elementarily, and in a way that it will bless your life and you can begin to apply in your day-to-day Christian life. Whatever is going to happen in the coming week, that is another story, as the Lord God will lead us. But for now, we are starting another series for this week that is titled The Power of Your Words. The Power of Your Words. The Power of Your Words. Can we just bow our heads for prayers? Father Lord, we thank you because you're the Lord. We give all the praise and all the glory. Thank you for the gracious things you have done in our lives. Thank you for your mercy that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for this grace that you have put in our hearts. Lord, we declare right now, as we land at your feet, let your revelation be open unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, teach us your word. Teach us your mysteries. In the mighty name of Jesus, cause our hearts to be enlightened. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, wonderful Father. To you be all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I told you, I said we are starting a series titled The Power of Your Words. I'm reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. I'm reading verse 3. Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews 11, verse 3. It said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I repeat, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Can I just emphasize the first line again? Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That tells you that this world in which we live were framed by the words that proceed out of the mouth of God. And that will give you a clear understanding in the book of Genesis chapter 1 when you read from verse 1 to 3. Bible says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the surface of the waters. And Bible says, God said, let there be light. And there was light. That is the spoken word of God. And the scripture tells us in the book of John chapter 1, when you read from verse 1 to 3, Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were created by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So everything was created by the word of God. And that is why the scripture tells us that by faith, through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. And if you understand that when God created man in the Garden of Eden, as we saw in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, Bible says, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. The word replenish there means to put new supply into. As a matter of fact, man, the word man means a god of creation. A god of creation. So when Bible says, when God tells man, when God commanded man to replenish, what he was actually saying is that man should continue the work of creation. So man was created with a creative power, and man was created, man was endowed with ability to create. And if God created things by the words of his mouth, it means man was also endowed with that creative power. And that was why he told him he should have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, and over every creeping thing that moves upon the face of the earth. So man is a god of creation. He was meant to continue the work of creativity. He was meant to continue the works of creation. As the Lord did it with his mouth, he was also meant to do it with his mouth and continue creating things by the power in the word of his mouth. Unfortunately, man lost that power in the Garden of Eden. He lost that dominion. But glory be to God, because we recovered this in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I declare unto somebody, Bahosa Ketoga Ria Kotosiani Tatubra Kotosia Katariando Dozua Braulisi Katolia. Every negative pronouncement that is waging war against your life is dismantled right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. So God created us He endowed us with a creative ability, which we lost and we regained back in Christ Jesus. So your words were are not just ordinary words. Some of us never knew the power that is embedded in our words. Some of us never knew the ability, the might, the strength that our words carry. And that's why many of us are very careless with our words. That is why many of us are not very careful with the things that proceed out of our mouth. Do you know that even the work of salvation cannot be achieved? The works of salvation cannot be appropriated until man declares something. And that is what the scripture tells us when you read that book of Romans chapter 10 verses 8-9. Bible talks about the word that is in your mouth, that is in your heart, that if thou shalt believe in that if thou shalt believe in your heart that Christ came and he died and God raised him from the dead, and you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, he said, thou shalt be saved. He said, for with heart man believes unto righteousness, and with mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that scripture that was quoted there was a reference from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 14. He said, the word is nigh thee, and the word is in your mouth and in your heart. So you understand that the word of God is in our mouth, and when you declare, things happen. If you understand the efficacy and the power that is loaded in your words, you will know how to really use your word to create a better atmosphere for yourself. He said, through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So that means you can actually create your own word by your word. You can actually create your own word by the word that proceeds out of your mouth. And that is what the scripture tells us when you read that book of Proverbs chapter 18. Maybe I should read it for you. I know you know that place, but let me read it from verse 20. Proverbs 20. Masopari kotali megru katosi katariadosh. I am moved in my spirit to declare unto somebody, every strange aura around you, yes, that is suppressing your glory. I don't know whether you are shouting amen. That aura is terminated in the mighty name of Jesus. I say that aura is terminated in the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Let me pick it from verse 20 so that you understand what we are talking about. Proverbs chapter 18 from verse 20. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Can you imagine that? That is the fruit that your mouth brings. You know, there cannot be fruit until there is seed. So you can sow a seed with your mouth. And when the fruit begins to come, Bible says, your belly will be satisfied, and the increase of his leaves shall he be filled. That is, your life can be filled. You can move from emptiness to fullness by the increase of your wisdom. He said, by the increase of his leaves shall he be filled. And look at what verse 21 says. He said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life. So that is, your mouth carries death and your tongue carries life. That is the meaning. Your tongue carries life and your tongue carries death. So if you really know how to appropriate it, then it means, Bible says, by the increase of your leaves, your life can be filled. You can move from emptiness to fullness. I declare into you in the name of Jesus, every word of destruction, every word of emptiness, every word of damage that has been spoken into your destiny, Marusa Kotokopia, because you are shouting an uncommon amen here, let the blood of Jesus neutralize those words, 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 neutralize those words in the mighty name of Jesus. So what does that tell you? It means God has created you with the power of the words that can create. God has created you with the power of the words that can frame things. And until you understand that, you will not just begin to run your mouth anyhow. Many of us, we run our mouth anywhere. Sometimes we call our children stupid. We call them mad. We call them all kinds of things. Oh, you don't want to reap the fruit. Bible says, because a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. You don't want to reap out of that fruit. Oh, I am sure you don't want to reap out of that. So that's why I command in the name of Jesus, if your amen will be loud, every negative confession, every negative pronouncement that has proceeded from you into the life of your children, I cancel it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, so shall my word be that proceed out of my mouth. He said, it shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That is the word of God in your mouth. So when you learn to declare things, it happens. When you learn to declare things, it comes to pass, because you are a God of creation. You are a God of creation. God has endowed you with the power of the words that can turn and change situations around you. Now listen to this. This is not the same thing as positive confession. By the grace of God, in these coming days, we will try and differentiate a little bit. Because I've read a lot about positive thinking and positive confession. The theories of positive thinking and positive confession are not necessarily based on the scripture. You understand? Because the application of it is such that even unbelievers, people who don't have anything to do with Jesus, can apply it and it will work. People who don't even want to have anything to do with Jesus can apply it and it will work. But and that is not the way it works. Because when we talk about the word here, we are talking about the Lord Jesus himself. So there is no way that life that is called the word will not be in you and you want to appropriate what we are talking about. So it doesn't work like that. So by the grace of God, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, and Thursday, Friday, we'll be looking at some things in this power, the power of your word. We'll be talking about your words, your heart, and your mountain. We'll also be talking about when the word of God becomes your word. We'll also be talking about cultivating the tongue of fire. There are a lot of things in this 1 week. A lot of things are loaded that the Lord God wants to teach you, and you will begin to apply it. And Bible says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his leaves shall he be filled. You will begin to reap the fruit of your mouth, the fruit of your confession from now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can I pray for somebody? From now, every prayer you utter before the Lord shall be answered by fire, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't forget what I've told you. Your words carry fire. Your words carry anointing. Your words carry the what I call the power of creation, power of creativity. Your words can create because you are a God of creation. If you have not given your life to Jesus, I want to encourage you to do so by believing in your heart that Jesus Christ came and died for you and God raised him on the third day, and by confessing him as your Lord and Savior and repenting and forsaking all your sins. I tell you, your words immediately become the words of God. Glory be to God for this. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. See you tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Amen.